Portland Spirit River Cruises and Events. With daily cruises from downtown Portland, enjoy Northwest cuisine, live music, and dazzling city sights. Reservations at portlandspirit.com. So how does a great meal on a relaxing cruise of the Willamette River sound? Veronica was on board with that idea.
I've taken the lunch cruise with Portland Spirit, and this time signed up for the dinner cruise. Some things are the same. Great ambiance, great service, and outstanding food. I took my two nieces on this one. It was the first time they'd seen Portland, except for driving by on the freeway. Portland Spirit General Manager Dennis Corwin says it is a great way to see our city.
The weather is turned, and it is absolutely gorgeous out on the river. And we have our standard lunches, brunches, dinner cruises. We go from downtown Portland down to the Milwaukee, Lake Oswego area, and then come back and see the beautiful city.
Anybody who's ever been, you know, downtown Portland, they've seen your boats. Maybe they haven't been on them. What is it that they would do on the boats that they might not be able to do just, you know, walking along the waterfront?
Well, you get to see the city from a very different perspective. Even as a native Oregonian myself, when you're out on the river, you go back into nature very quickly. We can see bald eagles and sea lions and beautiful homes. And driving up and down the various roads that parallel the river, it looks very different from the other side. And you'll be able to take in views that you wouldn't otherwise never see.
And it seems like there's kind of a cruise for everyone, and depending on what you want out of it. So maybe kind of run down some of the different types of cruises.
So we have our day cruises, our lunches, and our brunches. Brunches are Sundays. Nice meal cruises. You can leisurely dine, see the sights, listen to some narration and history of the area. We have an afternoon cruise in the summer months called the Heart of Portland, and that's just a sightseeing cruise. Grab a beverage at our bar, sit on our outer deck, and take in the sights and listen to the history of the area. And then for a more romantic evening, we have our dinner cruise, which is 2.5 hours, a little bit longer than our lunch or brunch, and that's just a much more romantic, leisurely evening.
Now let's talk a little bit about the food. For both dinner and lunch, you get to choose between things like roasted duck, Parmesan-crusted chicken, beef tenderloin. The girls chose pesto pasta, and I had the Northwest Steelhead, finished with ceviche. It's also a full bar on board, but dessert really is the star of the show. Berry-topped cheesecake, tiramisu, triple chocolate truffle cake, or Caribbean confection, just to name a few. And after dinner, you get to hang out on deck. There's a narrated description of what you're seeing, along with a lot of Portland history. Besides the really great food, the best part of the ride, according to my nieces, was the way you could see Portland light up when it started getting dark.
And you can see Veronica's pictures and hear about the food and the trip at KXL.com and on our Facebook page.